Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Romance with your host, Trisha Harley McCarthy. That's me, a platform for writers, authors, and poets alike who love everything about romance. And one of my favorite people is on the show today, Kia Courtney is here, and she goes by S. Courtney as her author name, and she does paranormal romance, and I'm sure she does a whole lot of other things too. So welcome to the show, Kia, and I'm so happy you're here. Don't be nervous. It's just a conversation between you and me and maybe, you know, millions of other people around the world. But that's it.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. And hello, millions of people around the world. Yeah, no pressure. Thank you.
No. We don't have that many listeners, but it does get distributed around the world. So anyway, so you're international.
And breathe.
Right.
That's
it's
awesome.
Just a conversation with you
is
and
my
me.
First podcast.
Aw, welcome. Okay. So you're no longer a podcast virgin. So you now are.
Finally.
You know, we popped that cherry, huh?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Okay.
Great. Didn't hurt as much as I
now,
thought.
I can get so dirty, but I won't. Let's see. I want to talk about your latest project. What's going on? Tell us. Tell us what's going
okay.
on.
So let's say the latest to be published project will be the second book of the Bound series, and it is called Bound by Destiny. So this one is going to involve the children of the first set of characters bound to you, and they're going to tackle the subject, sore subject of love, but they also have to, you know, become adults, responsible adults, and, you know, take care of their pack, and all the while, the girl is a little bit, just a tiny bit obsessed with finding her mate. She's ready for that happily ever after that her parents have. She's watched them fawn over each other since she's been born. So she's like, she wants that. The brother, he's not that way. He likes his freedom, and, you know, he's okay with finding it eventually, but he's in no rush. But she has the big heart eyes searching for her mate, and it became a wild ride in between all of that. But I'm so happy that I kind of made it the way that it turned out to be, because the third book is going to pretty much shatter everything, unfortunately.
Aww.
But I mean,
your book covers are absolutely beautiful, by the way. They are just gorgeous. I mean,
thank you.
I've seen a lot of covers. Mm-hmm, they're beautiful.
I actually found him on Instagram.
All right.
By happenstance. So, you know, he's going to be my go-to until he becomes too popular and too expensive.
Well, don't tell anyone who he is then.
It's too late. He's already been spotted. He's been spotted. And that's okay.
All right. So anyway, well, congratulations on the new book. I think you gave us a sneak preview of the new cover. I'm sorry, I haven't been around too much. So I'm still trying to catch up to conversations from, you know, a week ago.
And when is that coming? Lots to go through.
I know. When's it coming out? When is your due date?
The book will be scheduled to come out July 22nd.
Great. I look forward to
that. I think I'm going to do a pre-order. I don't know the details of that quite yet, but
okay.
Look for it in the upcoming weeks beforehand.
And everyone can find your books on Amazon, is that correct?
Yes, Amazon, and actually I just got onto Barnes & Noble, so hopefully I can get that book on there as well, and you will have options.
Excellent. Absolutely. Now, let's shift gears a little bit, because the last, I'd say, 2 weeks have been very intense on Instagram, social media in general, and Black Lives Matter, and I wanted to kind of get your take on all of that and give us your perspective of how we as the book community, writer community, author community can be more supportive of this cause that's near and dear to our hearts.
Absolutely. So, like you said, it's been a very, very trying couple of weeks. Me especially, it's just been shocking, to say the least, because what I thought was done and over with in the 60s and all that wouldn't rear its ugly head, and I think it's worse now, not because of social media, but because now it's being caught on social media, and there's nowhere to really hide. There's no, you can't lie about something when you've been recorded. And I've, you know, over the past couple of weeks, I've just seen post after post of all of this turmoil and violence, and it's sad. It's scary for people who have children. I don't have children, but I have siblings, and my little brother lives alone by himself about 45 minutes away from my mother, and I worry about him being stopped or pulled over. I even worry about my mom and my sister with violence. It's just, it's been overwhelming, and I started looking onto Instagram writing communities, you know, author hashtags, and, you know, the Black Lives Matter, and then Black Authors Matter, which turned into several other dozen hashtags, and I started to see people asking for Black authors, Black books to read, suggestions, Black editors, publishing companies, and it kind of warmed my heart, and then you would see other posts where people were comparing Black authors that they purchased and then everyone else, and they could see the overwhelming difference of not having enough diversity in their books and them looking to, you know, expand that. So I think the writing community is starting something. It may look small, but it's actually a very big deal, and they're very supportive. I haven't seen a lot of negativity towards this. I've seen lots of participation. I mean, tremendous amount. Like, I posted something today, and I've seen this post at least 100 times on my feed from other people looking for authors and, you know, to expand their horizon with different types of books. So I think we're doing very well. Trying to get everyone out there, encouraging people to buy small, buy from independent booksellers, authors, and such like that. It may look small, but it's a big impact. And I'm kind of proud that we're doing that.
I don't think it's small at all, but if you've seen, say, 100 of those posts, times the number of followers everyone has, that's a lot, if you want to think it in those terms. So it's going global, and I'm glad, and we talked about doing a collaboration of highlighting the Black writing community. It's still secret, but we'll be collaborating together to do that, so we'll hopefully that will also make another big impact on Instagram, because that's where the author community really comes together. And, you know, I have so many author friends of different backgrounds. I never look at someone because of their color or their, you know, where they're from. I look at them as a person. You know, I hope I'm past that, but, you know, sometimes you kind of wonder, you know, a lot of this negativity really puts some doubt in people's heads, you know. Yeah. And, you know, you have to always constantly, I don't know, you have to reevaluate always, I think, to grow and to really challenge yourself to be the person you want to be, you know, for everybody concerned for a cause like Black Matters Lives. Because, you know, we live in a small community, so we don't see a lot of the inner city type protests and things like that. But I did see some of our college students at a crosswalk with the Black Lives Matter. And it was awesome. There wasn't a lot of them, but there was just enough, you know, that they're there. You know, I was blessed.
One is enough. So if it's more than that, I mean, it's effort. I love it.
Absolutely. It's a community effort too. So, and I see a lot of signs on different people's lawns, you know, there's no hate, you know, Black Lives Matter. It's awesome. I know it's a sad time, but it's also an enlightening time. There's always, you know, it's always harder before the
right
at the end of the tunnel.
We have to be very uncomfortable before things change.
Yes,
and so
exactly.
I think that's where we are. We're extremely uncomfortable. And
right.
And as I saw today, you know, San Francisco is, you know, disbanding their police force. I think it's San Francisco. Please don't quote me on that. And they're going to hire professionals who are trained in non-combative ways to restrain people. And I said, okay, that's amazing. We'll see how this works. You know, it's all trial and error, but it shouldn't have come to this so late in the game.
It shouldn't have.
But
It shouldn't have. And I think there's a segment of the population that thinks there's a free-for-all for bashing people, for hating people, for running into crowds with cars. I mean, I can't imagine how sick you have to be to think that way. You know, I really don't. I can't imagine. I can't wrap my brain around it because it doesn't make any sense to me. I wasn't raised that way.
You're not one of those. You're not one of those people.
No.
And those people are, yeah, those people are taught that. It is. It's unfortunate. And I see these videos. And in my mind, I would like to stress that this is in my mind. I'm probably very, very violent. I don't know if I would do that in person because you don't know this person's mental state.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I'm like, you've lost your mind. And please get out of my face.
Yeah. I feel the kind of the same way. I'm kind of like a combative chick, but in the sense that it's in my mind, I don't know how much. It would be in person. It's kind of like rock and soccer robots.
You know? I'm like, just don't catch me on a bad day, please. Please don't catch me on a bad day.
Right. Well, my dear, we're coming down on 2 minutes to the show. Let's tell everyone where they can find your – well, we talked about Amazon is where you can find your books in Barnes & Noble, but where can they find you on social media?
Oh, I am everywhere except Twitter on social media. I am on Instagram. It is author_MissKeia. That's MSKEIYA. I happen to like the Hawaiian version of my name. I'm also on Facebook. Facebook, S. Courtney, author page. And I'm pretty sure I'm at other places, Pinterest. And all that stuff, but it's pretty much the same username. I try to. And I would love to see new people. I'd love to say hi, ask me any questions. You know, I'm here for it all. I love supporting other authors, and I love when they support me.
Absolutely. And your book, Bound to You, is a great, great book. I really enjoyed it. And
thank you. It's sugary sweet.
It was, and that wolf. that's my white wolf on the front. That's like one of my spirit animals. Totally, I think I told you that, but it spoke to me so much. So obviously,
everybody
it's
loves
so
Tina.
Beautiful. Yes, and
wolves are
just such a spiritual, enlightened animal. They're so smart. So that's such a lovely combination you got going there. So.
Thank you. It's also going
to
be my next tattoo.
Oh, cool. Can't wait to see that.
Oh, you know I will show you. Absolutely.
You're not shy.
No.
Good for you.
Not at all.
Okay. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this being on the show. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule today, and thanks for changing up the date for me because I was working yesterday. So thank you so much for that. Thank you to your best friend for having the Wi-Fi so you could call in. And everyone, please follow S. Makia on social network. And thank you again. Everyone have a great day. I want to shout out to Soul Sisters Romance, everyone there. And thanks, Taryn, for being here. She was in our chat room. So Have a great weekend. Thanks again. Good luck with your hair. And I'll send you it. I'll DM you with the secret info.
Awesome. The secret squirrel info. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Take care.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.